When it comes to your business, standing out from the crowd is everything. Having the right trade show partner makes a big difference in your brand success. Trust ModDisplays.com for all your portable trade show display needs. Every project is assigned a display specialist, an in-house designer, and is provided a free 3D rendering to ensure your order goes smoothly and is delivered on time. Use code IHEARTMOD on your order and get 10% off today at ModDisplays.com. ModDisplays.com.
Trade show displays kept simple.
What if we told you that you could plan a vacation that rivals the luxury and aesthetics of your favorite influencers without spending an arm and a leg? Beachbound Vacations is offering up to $150 off Instagram-worthy beaches like Cancun, Jamaica, and Punta Cana now through April 1st, 2024. Plus, Beachbound offers private luxury transportation for no additional cost. Book a luxury four-night vacation package and save $150 at beachbound.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
In the wake of the Texas primaries, I've been thinking a lot about what we value, our people, what we value, conservatives, constitutional conservatives, the right. And you know, there are those who try to exploit us. There are those who tell us what we want to hear. And you know, I've been thinking about, you know, if we actually had people who were running for office who actually meant what they said, who actually acted and implemented on what they said, we'd be so much a better movement, a conservative movement, a better Republican Party, to be honest with you. Not that I associate with the Republican Party. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. But the Republican Party, if it had remained loyal to its conservative foundations, its conservative planks, it would have been a far better party, a far more effective party, if you actually want to know the truth. I listened to all the ads during the primaries, and some of them were just out-and-out lies, absolute lies, designed to basically cloak the activities of lesser men and call it conservative, or call it what it wasn't. It wasn't good. They said, oh, what we did was good. It was conservative. It was doing what you wanted us to do. And it wasn't. It was a complete and utter lie. I guess one of the examples of this is parental school choice and education freedom. The Republicans who voted for school choice and education freedom, they could credibly go to their voters and they could say, look, we did what you wanted. We saw the polls. We saw the sentiment in our districts. And we did your will. Those Republicans who saw those same polls, heard from the same constituents, they went against all of that when they voted against parental school choice and education freedom. And in fact, they started, these pro-Democrat Republicans started adopting left-wing talking points to defend their decision to go against their own voters. One of the most egregious offenders at telling us what we want to hear and then not delivering on the rhetoric is a guy by the name of John Cornyn. John Cornyn wandered around this state in the last primary claiming he was conservative this and conservative that, and nothing could have been further from the truth. And the things that John Cornyn has done in the intervening years has very much set him up as a moderate, even left-leaning politician. So I think that we as voters have got to get more out of this mode of thinking that the rhetoric is what defines the politician rather than the actions of that politician, their voting record. Now, all that being said, I know that politicians have to get out there and state what they're for. And if their rhetoric matches their actions, then we've got a winner. A week or so ago, a guy by the name of Eli Crane, he's a congressman, stepped in front of the microphone and had an awful lot to say. If Republicans actually put into action this rhetoric, I think we'd have a different country today. You know who does this? President Trump. President Trump has rhetoric and he puts action behind it. If only the Republicans could match action with this kind of rhetoric. Listen.
Thank you guys for coming. It's an honor to be here. Thank you, Matt and Ms. Stefanik, for leading on this. You know what I love about this? Watching where President Trump is at in the polls. I love it because it shows the American people don't trust you guys. And they shouldn't, because you guys are full of it and everybody knows it.
He's talking to the basket of biased press who frankly haven't been giving Republicans a fair shake for, what, 20 years plus? 20, maybe 30 years?
There's a few honest journalists in this town, but they're very few and far between. You know how I know it wasn't an insurrection? Because he hasn't been charged with insurrection. And we can all see by the lawfare how he's facing up over 700 years in jail right now, how they've tried to destroy this man, destroy his businesses, that if they felt they had an inkling of a chance of convicting President Trump of jaywalking or insurrection, they would absolutely charge him. You know how else I know it's not an insurrection? Because this is the first insurrection in the history of the world where the people that were a part of it were unarmed.
Yeah, that's a great point. The individuals who tried to storm the Capitol were not armed to conduct their insurrection. First time in human history, yet the simpering left-wingers who are trying to push narrative over news in the press, they call it an insurrection, even though nobody's been charged, much less convicted of an insurrection.
Pretty hard to do if you walk around and see how many individuals are carrying firearms. All right. Last thing I want to say about how I know it's not an insurrection is because I actually listened to the words of the president. If you're trying to stoke an insurrection, you don't tell the people listening, hey, I want you to go over there peacefully and patriotically. All right. This is not an insurrection. What it is a party that's scared to death of this man because he's America first. And he's shown time and time again he's willing to bust up the swamp and he continues to beat you like a drum. That's what this is really about. And for all you journalists out there, you know, that are pretty cowardly, some in this room right now, you don't have the balls to write the truth. And even if you did, your publishers wouldn't publish it because you're a part of a propaganda outlet, probably one of the biggest in the history of the world. If you had any courage, I want you to ask some questions.
Yeah, wait a minute. Before he gets to the questions. The idea that, because I know some of you left-wingers who listen to this podcast will say, that's a lie. President Trump never said peaceful and patriotically. He's an insurrectionist. And that's why Colorado was right to throw him off the ballot, even though the Supreme Court said, no, they weren't. They acted unconstitutionally. Here's President Trump.
We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Which is supposed to be what you're able to do in the United States. Have your voices peacefully and patriotically heard by those in government. So there's that. And let's continue on with Congressman Crane.
If you had any courage, I want you to ask some questions about that day, January 6th, that we keep talking about. Why has the pipe bomber not been caught yet? Huh? Why has the pipe bomber not been caught? The one individual that could have committed multiple mass casualties has not been caught yet.
Yeah, and by the way, they have him on video. They have his license plate. They have his bus pass number. Yet they can't seem to track him down. They can track down a grandma who was wandered into the rotunda or was out part of the 110,000 people gathered, plus they were just sitting out there saying, you know, they wanted their voices to be heard. Oh, you can track down that grandma and throw her in the clink and make her life miserable, but you can't find an alleged pipe bomber. New video coming out the other day about a bomb sniffing dog going right up to the area where the bomb at the DNC was allegedly supposed to be, and the dog missed it. The dog, if it was there, or if it was a real bomb.
Go follow some of Beatty's reporting over at Revolver News. He's got some evidence for you guys. What's going on up here with January 6th is there's a pretty big cover-up actually going on up here in Capitol Hill about some of the involvement of our government, and it's quite unsavory. And I want to acknowledge Rep. Massey's work on this lately and others who have been trying to get to the bottom of it. But here's some other questions for you journalists to ask. Why did it take so long for Ray Epps to be charged? Go watch videos of Ray Epps on that day and how he was stoking the entire thing and how long it took him to be charged. And yet there were so many people that were brought into the D.C. jail, and they're still there to this day. So if you guys want to ask some questions, those are some questions. But the bottom line is we all know President Trump did not commit insurrection, and he's probably going to be the president of the United States once again. And so I'm happy to be a part of this resolution. I'm happy to support the president, and I'm happy to call out all you little cowardly liars in the press. Thank you.
Yes. Democrat cowardly liars in the press who are willing to sacrifice their own country just to give Democrats unchallenged power, who are willing to sell their own children's future, their own country's future up the river just to give Democrats unchallenged power because, you know, they're doing such a fantastic job with all that power, aren't they? I mean, look at the accomplishments of the Beijing Biden regime. Yeah. Folks, this is serious. And the lawfare going on against President Trump is serious. We're going to discuss that in greater detail coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to PatriotMobile.com/STORM, PatriotMobile.com/STORM, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/STORM.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
The lawfare that is happening right now in favor of the Democrats' politics, not only is it evil, but it should send a message to every American, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, a conservative or a liberal, that if this lawfare can be conducted against the enemies of the Democrats now, against a sitting president of the, or not a sitting, but a former sitting president of the United States, against President Trump, and the leading candidate to be president on the Republican side, if that kind of lawfare can be used against somebody of his stature and caliber, what do you think they're going to do to you if you ever get in their way? What do you think is going to happen? With no guardrails, no prompting of the conscience from these people, what would they do to you and your family? Let me explore this with Heather Barbieri. She's a criminal defense attorney and partner at the Barbieri Law Firm. Heather, welcome. Heather, can you hear me? Russell, do we have Heather? I think we do.
I'm here.
Hey, good to hear from you. Okay, so great. Let's Let me get the lawfare question out of the way here. Just give me a general overview about what you think about what's happening in this country right now, which used to be something that was so reliable in our country, so American, which was equal justice under the law. What's your view from 30,000 feet up?
From 30,000 feet? I mean, here's the deal. It's a pendulum that swings both ways. I mean, it's going to affect you at some point in time. It's like right now it may not be affecting you or your political party, but it could eventually. And it will. I mean, it does. It swings both ways. I think that they're being weaponized. Our judicial system is being weaponized on a daily basis in order to push forward some of these political agendas.
Okay, so let's break down some of the cases against President Trump, and then we'll expand the conversation to other people being impacted by this lawfare. You've got the classified documents case, and many Americans, even Democrats, are saying, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Joe Biden never had any ability to possess classified documents as a senator or as vice president, but was stealing classified documents for 40 years. He willfully stole those documents for 40 years. He's not going to be prosecuted. And oh, by the way, his theft did result in compromising the national security of the United States. So not only is he not going to be prosecuted, we're not going to do a damage assessment. However, President Trump, who had every right to classified documents, is in possession of these documents. He will be prosecuted. Just on the surface, that doesn't pass the smell test. What does it do legally for you?
Well, go back to the whole selective prosecution. They're trying to put a gag order on him constantly from talking about the term selective prosecution, but that's exactly what it is. You can't absolutely go after one party and not the other. And that's the sad part about this is, and I come from a defense attorney point of view. So it's usually the government coming after the underdog. And at this point in time, Trump is the underdog. You know, he's the one who's facing these accusers, but it's unfair treatment. It's selective prosecution. And it's absolutely not what our country is made for.
Well, that's true. And then you go to the election, so-called election interference case, which is stemming from January 6th, which has led to states like Colorado and Maine taking President Trump off of ballots based on a charge, as is this case in the election interference. The charge is that the president interfered with the election and he caused an insurrection, which he has not been charged with, nor has any, nor much less has he been convicted with anything. So tell me what your take is on this case.
I think being taken off the ballot, I mean, it crosses party lines on how wrong and unfair that is. It's like with the Paxton case. The voters have chosen, let the voters, they're not children, they're adults, they're qualified to vote, let the voters make the decision. But don't you dare come in and make the decision for me or prevent my decision from being allowed. When you have a majority of people to vote on your side, that's what you should have. You shouldn't sit there and absolutely stifle them from being able to vote. I think it's absurd. I think that Democrats and Republicans alike think it's absurd.
Right. And again, how do you take a man off the ballot? How do you charge a man with an insurrection or take action on a charge that has never been alleged, much less prosecuted and convicted? It's this double standard that you and I have been talking about, the lawfare that I think rubs so many people the wrong way. Heather Barbieri is our guest, folks, a criminal defense attorney and partner at the Barbieri Law Firm. Let's talk about the RICO case, the so-called RICO case in Georgia, being prosecuted by a woman who has a lot of serious problems. I'm trying to find a headline here that just basically came out about Fannie Willis. It seems that phone records, according to, let's see, this must be the Daily Caller. Phone records appear to contradict elements of Fannie Willis's testimony. She out and out lied on the stand. Out and out lied on the stand. And now the judge is compelling them to tell the truth. Just boil this all down. This seems that this case that's brought in Georgia is crooked from the jump. No?
I would say so, but you're talking about people who will eventually say that they were mistaken, you know, and not, I wasn't lying, I was just mistaken, which seems to be when the language, the temperature these days when people are caught lying.
I understand. Yeah, we were mistaken. Last one on the Trump is this thing out of New York. Well, actually, there's two out of New York. The Alvin, the Alvin Bragg case, even Democrats are saying, man, this guy took a misdemeanor that had the statute of limitations had run out. He used unicorn poop and fairy dust and made it into a federal offense, and then said as a local DA, he could prosecute a federal offense, which is many legal observers, even on the Democrat side, are saying that just, we're not even going to pay that any attention. It's so ludicrous. But on the Judge Engoron case, where they just decided against President Trump, $355 million on a crime with no victim. And right. And that you've got real estate professionals coming out of the woodwork, Heather, and they're saying, man, real estate professionals do what Trump did on a daily basis. If you're going to throw the book at President Trump over this, you've got to prosecute everybody that's in real estate all over the United States. It shows you the level that this is a political attack, not a legal one. Correct?
Correct. When you're talking about banks who made money, you said there's no victim. Of course, there's no victim. In fact, there are people who gained money from this transaction.
Right.
Instead, they're coming after him like there is a victim, and again, victimless claim. I wouldn't even call it a crime. I would call it a victimless claim. Also, I mean, what bothers me so much about this is it wasn't even a jury trial.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just a judge trial because they don't allow jury trials for that type of offense, which is called equitable relief. But absolutely weaponizing against a political opponent. That's what this was.
Well, finish your sentence. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, with regard, and then, of course, you add into what he's going to have to do in order to do an appeal, which, you know, which would give anybody a chilling effect on doing an appeal, but Trump is going to need to now get a stay in order to stop the judgment from them coming to seize his assets. So now he's going to have to put up, what, $355 million or assets equaling the same amount or get an appeal bond in order to just appeal what's the ridiculous ruling to begin with.
Yeah. And of course, this is all by design. This is all to distract him, to punish him for daring to oppose Democrats. And it's not just President Trump. You and I have been talking about this lawfare and how it's extending. If you think they could do this to President Trump, what can they do to you? Well, Mark Stein has found out. He appeared before a D.C. jury. Mark Stein went up against this guy by the name of Paul Mann, who's at the University of Pennsylvania. He's the architect of the infamous hockey stick model on the man-made global warming religion.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Stein was quoting somebody else who compared Paul Mann to Jerry Sandusky, also of Penn State. And because Mark Stein partially agreed with the statement, Mark Stein was handed a $1 punishment for damages and then $1 million judgment on punitive damages, when the guy who made the original so-called offending statement only got slapped with $1,000 because
right.
Mark Stein is a conservative talk show host. He has an audience of hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. So he, according to a D.C. jury, really needed to be punished for going against left-wing orthodoxy. And this is exactly what we mean by lawfare, isn't it?
It is. And, I mean, it doesn't even amount to defamation. Defamation, the first thing you have to establish is that somebody's saying a false statement that really is something that's true. I mean, this is an opinion based on a science matter to begin with. But the $1 million judgment against Stein is punitive damages, and by the very name, punitive is to punish. I find that very interesting.
Yes.
Because they do want to punish him for thought.
Exactly. It's a thought crime. The left-wing jury in Washington, D.C. said, hey, you disagree with us, so we're going to make you pay. Folks, what we're trying to tell you is, if it's not you now, if you ever disagree with these leftists in the future, they're coming after you. And that leads me to the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. Here's a guy who, because of his sin of beating a Republican establishment chosen Bush boy in his original election as attorney general, he has been under this dark cloud of prosecution since day one. And Ken Paxton has had many of these original charges dropped, but the ones that have, that they have stuck with, he has been waiting, what is it now, Heather, 9 years to have his day in court. And one of the first things his accusers have done, have tried to take his case out of a county that is arguably more fair and move it into a left-wing county that is tantamount to Washington, D.C., which is Harris County, which is where Houston is. And there is no legal basis to move this, and it is plain as the nose on your face why they're trying to do it. They're trying to move Ken Paxton's case into a Democrat area. No matter if he was crossing the street jaywalking, they'd throw the book at him. Yes,
right. Agree. And I'll be careful about what I say, because the gag order was issued in March of 2017, and I was there in that courtroom when that ruling came down, and we were in shock that he was moving the case to Harris County. And what did he do right after that? He imposed a gag order so we couldn't talk about it and talk about the sour ruling that we just received. And I say sour in a very, very generous way. It was highly political. This whole case has been political. I mean, and how Paxton has been able to deal with these baseless attacks for so many years is beyond me, but he's an incredible human being.
Well, right. So about my understanding is it isn't legal there was no legal predicate to move jurisdictions, number one. And then my understanding is the judge had no authority to issue the gag order to begin with.
You're right. His position had expired.
Wow.
At the time that he made the ruling.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible?
See, again, and the rules don't matter. Folks, and this is what we're trying to say, Heather Barbieri and me, the rules don't matter when you get in the way of Democrats. They will break the rules. They will bend the rules. They will ignore the rules and the law to get their political opponents. And we, the people, can't allow it. Heather Barbieri, criminal defense attorney and partner with the Barbieri Law Firm. Appreciate the legal analysis and the help as always.
My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit TexasScorecard.com and visit ChrisSalcedo.com. Both those websites, great resources for you. And also remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.